Hey guys, this is my first recording for my new podcast. And instead of me rambling about something, I am just going to read a blog post I did on my website not long ago. It was on June 29th, 2018, so about almost a month ago. All right, I was talking about selling B2B SaaS as a solopreneur. In other words, I'm arguing that in order to sell to other businesses your software, you have to portray yourself or hire out people that will make your business look as a business and not a tiny shop. When I was writing this, I was really frustrated by running my own SaaS products as a solopreneur and always being very open about it, that it's one guy or it's a guy and maybe a co-founder or developer, and then we're trying to sell to businesses that turn around maybe millions in a year. And I started in this journey in 2013, and since then, I've tried many ways to sell my SaaS products, and one of the initial ways of doing it was to just be really open about it, that it's me and three other guys in a garage. It was actually our office. And we're trying to sell to people across the world. And on hindsight, I'm looking at it and I think, and I was thinking when I was writing this blog post that, hey, you know, maybe if you're trying to sell it another business, a product or software, a solution, then those businesses are really looking to deal with another business because. Your competition more likely is a business with a lot of investment money backed, and it's very hard to compete in that sense. So I was arguing that, hey, you know, if you want to sell your business, then you should probably act as one and not be acting like a one-person shop. All right, so I'm gonna read through my first podcast, this article I wrote on June 29th. All right, so it goes. Selling B2B SaaS as a solopreneur. The truth of the matter is that you can't really sell a B2B SaaS portraying a solopreneur. It's just plain impossible. B2C SaaS, yes, but never a B2B product. Businesses want to deal with other established businesses. They want to buy from other enterprises. They don't want to buy from a genius solopreneur. It's just a big risk to take for a business, especially when switching products and infrastructure is still hard. Even in the cloud. I've tried selling a B2B SaaS circa 2013, portraying the actual ultimate truth behind it. Four guys in a garage, sales, you guessed it, around 1 to 2% conversion rate and sky-high churn. If you have a product meant to solve enterprise problems, you must set up your company as such that it embodies a business, a company of people that will be around for a while. Never feeding skeptics' objections. You must positively answer and fulfill every question that comes along about your product and your company, especially if you're new without a brand name recognition. Selling SaaS to other businesses means that there will be several decision makers. With a consumer-facing SaaS, you only have to convince one person. So there, if you want to go upmarket and sell a SaaS product around $99 per month or so, you have to act as a company serving other companies. Hence, B2B and not S2B. So that would be solopreneur to business. What do you think? All right, so that was the article. And feel free to talk about it. You can follow me on Twitter at Val Sopi. That's Sopi. Valsopi on Twitter. And let me know what you think. You can also find this blog post on valsopi.com, which is my personal blog, and I will be running most of these podcasts and my blog posts from there, where you can find more about me. All right, talk soon.